Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and we are wrapping up December's theme of awesome CG animated movies that just happen to be about inventions. And also, it's the last episode of 2019, so that's fun, too. Let's see, how do I start this? So basically, we're talking about Big Hero 6 today. For those people who don't know what Big Hero 6 is, it's a 2014 Walt Disney Animation Studios release that was loosely based on a superhero team of the same name by Marvel Comics that was released in originally in 98, I believe. And then subsequently released in like a joined in another showed up in another book called Alpha Flight, and then had another mini series in 2008, and then was made into the movie, which then led into a new comic book and a new cartoon based on the animated movie, not the original comic book. And it's, when they say loosely based, they mean it. They mean loosely based for sure. So Big Hero 6 is about these genius children who take their scientific knowledge and turn it into abilities they use to fight crime as superheroes. Started off with Hiro Hamada, who's a 14-year-old high school graduate. Technically graduated at 13, but he is a robotics genius who lives in the futuristic city of San Francisco, which is a basically this word, the name San Francisco and the word Tokyo, put it together. He is a little rambunctious. He's doing illegal robot fights. His brother has to come in and save him. And doing so, they get in trouble. He then essentially says he's going to help him if he wants to continue doing robot fights so he can keep him out of prison and out of trouble. But he actually brings him into to the school of his that he goes to try to entice him into wanting to go there, which, well, it works. And he ends up entering a contest where he wins his entrance into the college. And then an unfortunate accident happens. The building gets lit on fire. His brother runs in and ends up dying in the subsequent explosion of the building. And then Hiro is distraught. He basically uses the invention of his brother named Baomax, who is a robotic nurse. I guess is your or medical technician or assistant thingy. I'm not too sure how to really say it. But using that technology, he teaches Baomax how to use karate. Builds him armor, and they go out. They try to go after the man who stole his original technology, his nanos, microbots, and then he blames him for his brother's death. That's how basically how the story goes. I'm not gonna tell you the whole thing. And he meets up with the other members of the team who are classmates of his brother. Who are, and I'll go over the voice cast in a couple minutes here, and I'll talk about them. But a little more about the movie. So, Disney Animation, same people brought you Frozen and Tangled and all that fun stuff. This has a link to Meet the Robinsons, because also Disney made Meet the Robinsons. And Don Hall, who helped make, and he actually did a voice in Meet the Robinsons, came along for the ride. He co-directed this, as well as creative leadership. Right, yeah. And then he did a but in, with I would say with him, his writing partner, and this was Chris Williams, who has done a few things pretty much only with Disney. Starting back in 1998 with Mulan, and all the way up to Ralph Breaks the Internet, where he, executive produced and additional story artist on that one. But yeah, so they've worked together before and since. But and then Dan Gearson, who helped write Monsters, Inc., Monsters University's Monsters University. Good Lord. And was working on Cars 3 when he passed away of brain cancer, which is a terrible thing. And then he had some other stuff. What else? He did Chicken Little, Curious George, like the Cars, Meet the Robinsons, Up, Inside Out, Zootopia, as well as a bunch of TV shows. And of course, he was part of the team. So he, the Big Hero 6, won an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature Film in 2014, as well as being the highest grossing animated film of 2014. But yeah, that's the creative portion of that. So voice cast, I'll just go over the mains, people who you'll recognize, I guess. Baymax is voiced by Scott Anst. Scott Anst is probably the most popularly known, I would think, from his role on 30 Rock, opposite Tina Fey, played Pete Hornberger. He was the essentially head staff writer, co-head staff writer, lead head, I don't know what he was, the technical term was, on 30 Rock, on the show on 30 Rock. And has done a lot of things, but that was one of the big things. Most notably, that's what most people know him from, because he did 100 episodes of that show, and that is a lot. He's been on a bunch of TV shows. He's done a bunch of movies. He did the voice for Baymax in the cartoon, or it does, I should say, because it's, I guess it's still running. As well as the, you know, speaking roles in the video game, which I think is just archived from probably the movies. Voicing Hero Hamada is Ryan Potter. Ryan Potter has done a few things. He is, movie-wise, Big Hero 6 is his biggest thing. Television-wise, he is probably most notable, well, besides playing Hero Hamada in the cartoon series Big Hero 6. He's also plays Garfield Logan slash Beast Boy in Titans, which I believe is the live-action Titans show on the DC streaming service that I've never watched. But that's who he is. But like, he's done other stuff that I don't really know what it is. Something called Super Ninjas. Figure It Out, where he played himself, so that's a panelist, that does not count. Played Brian on the Fred the Show. What the fuck is Fred the Show? I don't know what that is. That's Ryan Potter. Next up, voicing Tadashi, who is Hiro's older brother and the creator of Baymax, is Daniel Henney, I believe is how you say his name. Daniel Henney has done a few things as well. Movie-wise, Most notable, he was Agent Zero in X-Men Origins Wolverine, which I'm, you know, weird. He was, where is it? I saw another one that was pretty big. Well, actually, no, that wasn't. Oh, TV wise, he was on Criminal Minds, or I guess still is on Criminal Minds, as Matthew Matt Simmons. He's been on that show since season 10, I believe. And then, obviously the Big Hero 6 TV series as, Tashita, Hamada, the older brother of Hero. I thought there was another movie I saw that I knew him from, The Last Stand. I don't know that one. Oh, that's right. The Arnold Schwarzenegger one. That was the one I was thinking of. Haha, I forgot about that. And then next up on the list, this is in no order. This is just the way that I found it on the internet. Voicing Fred, who is a comic book fan in Slacker, who is also team mascot at the San Francisco Institute of Technology. Voiced by Tim Miller, comedian Tim Miller, who's been in a handful of a bunch of things, actually, to tell you the truth. Most notably, he is very well known for being in Silicon Valley. For the first 4 seasons of Silicon Valley, at least. He was also in one of my favorite cartoons from Disney, Gravity Falls. He played Robbie. Movie-wise, one of my favorite movies that he's ever done is She's Out of My League. I played Wendell, or Stainer, as he's known as a nickname in the movie. His first role was in Cloverfield. He played Hud. Also one of my favorite movies. It's one of those ones that just kind of, you know, snuck up on everybody. He's also voices a character named Tough Nut in How to Train Your Dragon. All of them, I guess you could say. Did he do the TV show too? I don't think so. I think they had different actors for the TV show. Yeah, I don't think he did the TV show for How to Train Your Dragon. Oh, no, he did. DreamWorks Dragons. Yeah, he did. Okay, Tough Nut. Thornton. He did do the TV show, which makes sense. And then next up, we start getting into the really weird names. We have Go-Go, voiced by Jamie Chung. Jamie Chung is a well-known actress. She's done a handful of movies. Most notably, I would say, or most recently, she was in Office Christmas Party with T.J. Miller. Not notably, it's the most newest thing. Something called Windfall that's not out yet. 1985, which came out last year. A really confusing name. TV-wise, she was in the short-lived, but actually not bad TV show, The Gifted on Fox. She played Blink. Otherwise, she was in Once Upon a Time. She played Mulan, which is pretty cool. She also did the voice of Go-Go Tamago in Big Hero 6, the TV show. She was on Days of Our Lives. I did not know that. In Real World, that's where she got her start. And I think that's all I know of her stuff. Movie wise, she was in Hangover Part 2 and 3, played Amber, and Lauren Price in the third one. I don't know. I don't remember her. Oh, she was Miho in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, which is pretty cool. And she played Amber in Sucker Punch. That's what I was thinking about. Amber in Sucker Punch. She was one of the girls that I was going to bring up about. She also played Chi-Chi in the Dragon Ball movie, but we're not gonna talk about that, which I think I did last time. Next up, we have Wasabi, who is another member of the team, voiced by Damon Wayans Jr. I guess I don't want to say most notably known as the son of Damon Wayans, but he's been in a bunch of movies. A favorite of mine. Was in The Other Guys. I love that movie. He was also in Let's Be Cops, which is actually a very funny movie. And then he was in Super Troopers 2 as Trooper Wagner. And then something next year called Barb and the Star Go to Vista Del Mar, whatever the hell that is. But most notably for me, he was in a show called New Girl on Fox as Coach, where he was in the main cast in season 4, recurring in season 3 and 4, and then special guest star in seasons 5 and 7. But he was also in one of my other favorite shows that did not last, but it was super clever and hilarious, which is called Happy Endings, where he played Brad Williams. And it was just, oh, so good. Main cast of Happy Together, which seemed to last a year. I don't know what those other ones are. But yeah, it's Damon Wayans Jr. Super hilarious dude, and I like that dude a lot in most everything that I've seen him in. Then we have Honey Lemon, another one of the team members, played by voiced by Genesis Rodriguez. Genesis Rodriguez would be probably most notably known for not a whole lot that I can see on here. She's done a handful of TV shows, 1 or 2 episodes, handful of movies. She was both in Tusk and in Yoga Hosers with Kevin Smith, playing 2 different characters. She was also in The Last Stand, which is weird. I did not know that. Big Hero 6, the movie and the TV show. That's Genesis Rodriguez as Honey Lemon. Rounding out the cast, we have James Cromwell, who voices Robert Callahan. You have Alan Tudyk, who plays Alistair Cray. Maya Rudolph voices Cass, who is the aunt and guardian of Hero and Tadishi. I can't say his name. And then Stan Lee makes an appearance as Fred's dad, who shows him in a picture and then voices him in the after credit scene, which is a pretty hilarious scene that they do together. Reason I watched this movie, not just because it was an animated movie, it was CG, and it was about inventors. It came to me because of those things, but I came to it because I do actually like this movie a lot. I've never watched the cartoon. I've very briefly read through the comic book. I don't even think I own it, but I know I've looked at it either online or somewhere, but the original comic, not the newer one based on this cartoon movie. The animation in this is stupendous. It's not like it was groundbreaking, because the Disney had done several CG animated movies before this. This just happened to be one of the kind of surprise hits, but it was one of the first big things that that Disney did after purchasing Marvel. It was the first property, well, it's the only property so far that they've actually animated strictly for. They have done animated stuff like with cartoons. Actually, Fox did a lot of those too. for the Disney Channel. I think they did like a, I know they did a couple of the Avengers ones. Anyways, it was the first one they kind of made in its own thing. And then obviously it's loosely based on Big Hero 6, but it's not really a direct adaptation of it, but it's a pretty good one. But I mean, like I said, it wasn't the first in its line of those movies. The first being Tangled, where they actually made it was a full CG movie. Then you had Wreck-It Ralph Frozen, and then a year after that was when, in 2014, when Big Hero 6 was released. And then of course, they followed up with Zootopia, Moana, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and most recently, Frozen 2, which came out this year. So they've done a really good job of releasing very large, very successful animated movies in the CG realm. And I've enjoyed all of them. But what made Big Hero 6 different is it was the first time we went to, I guess you could say, superhero genre inside this. So Wreck-It Ralph had the video game stuff and had superhero-ish stuff in there. But mostly it was based around video games. But what made this special is that it was a cool take on superheroes in the science-y realm, a la Iron Man, things like that. The animation is spectacular. I mean, the stuff they were doing is just by far tremendous. And this one, again, is one of those ones, much like the like Tangled, like Frozen, not so much like Wreck-It Ralph, a little bit because they did have humans. I don't want to say live-action humans, but humans in it. This one, they're a little bit stylized in their body shapes, but they're way better than some of the other ones, and including Tangled, which is the first CG one that Disney did. But they really pushed the limits, to me at least, in it, because Frozen was this massive thing that no one kind of knew was gonna be a thing, Frozen took the world by storm. Get it, storm. But Big Hero 6 was this departure from strictly fantasy stuff. So kings and queens and princes and princesses and princes. Fairy tale stuff like Frozen, like Tangled. And I think it's due to the success of Wreck-It Ralph. They kind of ventured out to different realms. And I think Big Hero 6, I kind of wish it would have got the sequel they were planning. But I mean, it did the TV show. It's pretty cool in its own right. Like they said, the animation in it is fantastic. I mean, Baymax alone is tremendously animated. The audio in this movie is astounding as well. I rewatched it today as of recording on Disney Plus, and it plays in 4K with 5.1, I believe, is the max on it. And it's tremendous. It is phenomenal. What they did with this, and it comes down, like I said, Baymax, he's this inflatable character who squeaks when he walks, and you hear the fabric rubbing against itself when he's going. But when there's little things where, like, when Hero first gets introduced to Baymax, he at one point presses his face up against the body to peer through it, and you can see his face being distorted, very similar, like I talked about on Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs. You can see the face being distorted by the material, but the material, as it stretches, becomes more see-through, and it's pretty spectacular. The water animation in this is really good. The attention to the material that things are made of, like the armor that he builds, Baymax, the armor he builds himself, the fact that it gets scratches and paint gets worn off. Little things like that. It's just the animation was so well done, and they really did take real good, like real attention to it, real like forward thinking on how they wanted to do it. That made it that much better. And then again, like I said, the audio quality was so good. I mean, it was just, it's, I mean, I can't really even, like, there's like two points where, there's two things in the movie that are standouts in audio to me. The microbots, the sound they make when they clink around, they're building stuff and moving. And then just Baymax's sound when he's squeaking and things like that is just is tremendous. It's just so good. But yeah, that's about it for this month's theme, for this week's episode, for this year's stuff. Another year in the books, 2019 done. If you're listening to this when it comes out, Merry Christmas. If you're not listening to this when it came out, past Merry Christmas, I guess, or whatever. Yeah, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and like I always say at the end of these episodes, let's be awesome.